Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Some of the major cable companies are expressing concerns over President Joe Biden's infrastructure plans, which includes $100 billion in funding to make broadband access available to all Americans. Todd, what are they worried about?
Hi. Well, in a word, what they're worried about is overbuilding. It's a term that some people prefer the word competition. They're afraid government money is going to go to other broadband providers who will compete with cable.
Who's in particular? Who's worried?
Charter, Comcast, the big cable providers that together the top three or four of them probably serve half or more of U.S. homes. And their concern is that this subsidy money that's going to be sent around the country if the Biden plan is approved by the mainly Democratic Congress, if that money is sent out there, it will go under terms that favor very fast networks. Now, cable's pretty fast, but it's designed to send you a lot of video quickly. It's not really well designed to handle uploads. So since many people have been working from home and doing school, the load on uploading, sending information from your home out to the world, has increased in the past year. And many people foresee it continuing to do so. So the Biden administration thinks that it will take them at their word from their position papers. They say that the speeds out of your home should be as fast as the speeds in, and that's where cable falls short. The upload speed isn't great right now at cable. Competitors with fiber have good upload. They might have the upper hand.
When we're talking high speed, how does internet service here stack up with other countries?
Our download speeds are fast, and the cable industry puts out information that for instance, in Europe, that's not quite the case in some instances. I'm not sure. I haven't run a recent comparison, so not clear to me how we compare with other places. But in general, if you have an all-fiber network, say from Verizon Fios, you're going to have a faster experience than you have with cable, which still relies at least in part on the old copper lines. Now, they're upgrading that, and in coming years, they can catch up on the upload speeds. But right now, it's the all-fiber guys who have the upper hand.
Interesting. So upload speeds of such importance. How do you see this progressing? Why is it going to become more important?
We're more and more doing things that take two-way traffic. Zoom meetings are not a heavy traffic example, but that's one way. You're sending a video out of your home. Your children may be going, doing schoolwork. AT&T has a set of projections that upload traffic is going to increase radically in coming years. There will be a whole lot of examples that we're not even aware of right now. We hear talk about the connected home. That will be a bunch of devices that are constantly feeding information out to the network from your home to tell computers, how your system's doing. Does it need adjustments? Can you monitor it from afar? So the idea is that as things happen that we can not really well foresee, to have a network that can handle whatever may come and not be stuck in a perpetual cycle of upgrade now and then 3-4 years later, the gadgets use more and more data. We say, oh, geez, we got to upgrade again. The idea is one big upgrade that would last.
Sounds good to me. But do you think Comcast and Charter, would they plan to replace their cable with some of that faster technology like fiber optic?
It might. And they keep driving fiber farther and farther into their network. They might have fiber all the way into a neighborhood. And then it's the older lines from, say, a trunk line in the neighborhood out to the homes. And they can do a couple things about that. They can bring fiber yet closer to the home, or they can upgrade the equipment that sits in everybody's home and make it speedier. And in response to things like the Biden plan that may offer some government funds for fast networks, the incumbent cable providers, the established cable providers, may indeed see it in their own interest to apply for some of that government money and use it to upgrade their systems.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.